This is Evolutionary Radio. This is your host, Trevor Karitzin. We got a super exciting episode for you guys tonight. Normally, we got Steve on the show, but tonight we have Mr. and Mrs. Steve Smee on the show. So, Miss Steve Smee, I just want to give you a very warm welcome, and I wanted to say thank you for coming on the show. I'm really excited to have you on here. It's nice to get a female on. You know, it's a different viewpoint. So, Miss Steve Smee, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you doing? Thanks for inviting me.
The first thing I'm going to say is I'm going to be a little sidetracked during this podcast episode. I'm walking home from the university right now, and then I need to put on a suit and tie. I'm giving a presentation tonight at the ReFit Center on cardiovascular health. The ReFit Center, it's like a rehabilitation center. So most of the people who exercise there have had a heart attack or stroke or things like that. So That's what I'm going to be doing. So while we're doing this podcast, I'm going to be tying a tie and all that good stuff.
Real life, baby. Real life.
This so keeping it real, man.
We're going to talk about some cool stuff in this episode. There's a lot of guys out there, let's face it, they suck at dating. And I used to be one of those people in my, I've gotten better. The more you do it, the more you get better. It's just like anything else in life. But a lot of the guys in their 20s, you know, they just come off creepy. They don't know how to dress. Any mistake on a date can really screw you up. So we're going to talk about that. First of all, I want to ask you, what should a guy be wearing on a first date? Because that's something that I've screwed up a lot. You go on a date and that's a first impression. So how should the guy be dressed?
I think you should just keep it casual. But you don't want to go in like your gym clothes. You want to look nice. You guys all have muscles and stuff. So you want to show off your muscles, but you don't want your clothes to be like too tight, you know? Maybe like a pair of jeans and like a nice t-shirt or like a button-down shirt. Something simple but cool. That looks nice.
And the colors?
I don't like anything too bright. Most clothes don't like anything too bright. You want to keep it like darker, more neutral tones. Black, blue, red. And just that was a pair of jeans. You can't go wrong with that, you know?
What about like a tie, suspenders, maybe like a bow tie? What about something like that to try to be kind of like unique and like kind of make her laugh?
No tie.
What about suspenders? What about something like that?
I like suspenders. Suspenders are cool.
Okay. Because that's what I was thinking is maybe like, because I was in one long-term relationship and we broke up and then, you know, we didn't really talk for a bit. And now we've reconnected and like, we're not best friends or anything like that. But I asked her like, what made you lose interest in me? And she's like, are you sure you really want to know the answer? I was like, yeah, I really want to know the answer. And what she said was, you became boring. You were just so focused on your work and so focused on your bodybuilding and everything like that. I lost interest because I got bored. So I was thinking like, you know, that was a real take home lesson for me.
How old was this girl, Trevor? How old is that girl?
Well, she's 2 years older than me, so 27.
But how old were you when that happened?
I was 21. She was 23.
Oh, well, yeah, that's fine.
So when a woman's that young, she's going to find those types of guys boring. But when she gets what age will she start finding a successful guy, like, appealing?
I think once you get to, like, your 30s, like, late 20s, early 30s, you're not looking for as much, you know. You want excitement, but you want someone that's stable. You want someone that's smart. Someone that has plans for their future, who's going to be successful, who's good looking, who's going to have time to spend with you. If you have no time to spend with the person that you're dating, then it's not going to work out. So,
So one question I have for you is, how did you guys meet? Because one question we often get asked is, where do you meet a nice girl?
Yeah, it's a really good question. We actually met at the supermarket, believe it or not. So I kind of, we just started talking and we kept running into each other at the supermarket. And one day I just asked her out. So that's how we met. But that's a really good question. So what is, like, how does a guy meet a girl? Like, what are some places a guy can meet a girl without coming off at the creep?
And just one question, Steve. When you say supermarket, that was like a natural food supermarket. That wasn't like a Walmart. That was like a Whole Foods, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
I think if you go to like a store every day, like I, you know, where I work, like customers come in every day. So say you go to this, like you said, like a supermarket or Whole Foods, you go to Whole Foods every day. Say there's a girl there that you like, or you think is really cool. Like, go ahead and ask her out, places like that.
Should he ask her out right away, or should he just,
just keep going in and, you know, strike up a conversation. Even at a Starbucks or something, say you go to the same Starbucks and you and some other girl end up going to a Starbucks at the same time every day, you're going to see them every day. Go ahead and just strike up a conversation, and when you get comfortable, ask them out.
See, the thing that always worries me about that, though, is what if you don't see them again? That's what I'm always worried about. Because I know you don't want to come off too strong and be like, whoa, I've only known this guy 2 minutes where he asked me out on a date. But what if it's just this person and you bump into them at the grocery store, you strike up a conversation for 5 minutes, but they live on the other side of the city. They were only there that one random time and you never see them again. Or am I overthinking things?
I get where you're coming from. Like, I guess if you're really like interested, like don't make it like a 2 minute conversation, like turn it into like a, you know, a half an hour conversation, then maybe ask for her number or give her your number. Like, don't ask for her number, give her your number.
What you could do is be like, if let's say it's like 2:40, be like, you know what, I really love this conversation we're having, but I got a meeting at 3. Could we maybe finish this conversation tomorrow over coffee? Here's my card. Maybe something like that.
Yeah. I mean, guys don't want to give out their number and wait for a girl to call them, but
I would give her your number, but also get her number and be the first one to like text her, and then she'll know that it's you texting her. So she'll see your number, and if she's interested, she'll get back to you. If she's not, she won't. This way, you know, that's pretty much your answer right there. Like, so it's kind of like you get your answer pretty quick.
So Miss Steve Smee, how should I ask for her number? So let's say we've been talking like 5 minutes. I don't wanna take her whole day. Like, I can tell she's got, or she tells me, hey, I gotta get back to work, I'm just on my lunch break. How do I ask for her number? What would be the best way?
Just be like, I really think I'm having a great conversation with you. Like you said, I know that you're busy, you gotta get on your way, but would you like to continue this conversation over a cup of coffee or something? I'll give you my number. Can I have your number? Or vice versa, and then just exchange numbers.
The line that I told her was,
like, don't be creepy about it, though.
No, this is what I told her. I said, you know what? You seem like someone worth getting to know.
Yeah.
Give me your number. I didn't say, can I have your number? I said, give me your number. And she right away, like, took my phone out of my hand and put her number in my phone. So it's like, be direct. Don't come off like a creep, and don't come off like you're scared to get rejected. Because women can sense weakness. Women are very good at sensing weakness, you know? So just be like, look, you're someone worth getting to know, and give me your number. That's it. And if she says no, then you move on. If she says yes, then
and
you get it.
And don't like trick like a girl into like giving her your number, like, or her giving you your number, because I've had that happen to me in the past where like they'll be like, oh, I own this like auto body shop. Here, call my shop. And then they like trick me into like calling their shop, and it's really like their cell phone or something. So then all of a sudden they're like texting me, you know,
yeah,
hey, can we go for coffee? Or like, don't yeah. trick them. Like, just be.
You're just getting a number doing that. You're not getting an extra date.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. So now my next question.
So let's say you do get a date. Let's go to the next step. Let's say you finally get the date with the girl, whatever. You know, meet her online, meet her in the supermarket. You get the date. What's a good first date where it's not creepy, she's comfortable, and, you know, you have a good chance of success on that first date?
Steve, you're getting ahead of yourself. You're jumping an important step. So if you get her number, how long should you wait to text her? So, like, let's say you got it, like, 12:30 on your lunch break. Should you text her that day already? Should you wait until tomorrow morning? Should you wait until the evening? When should you text her?
12:31.
No, when's the next Olympics? That's when you should text her. No, I'm kidding. So what do you think? What's your advice on this? When did I text you?
As I was driving away, like, as I was leaving.
Yeah.
Like, I think, like, yeah, if you text them, like, right away, or just let them know that you're seriously interested, and then they'll either respond or they won't. If they don't respond, then obviously you know that they're not really interested. But if they respond right away, they know that you're interested and that you weren't just, like, joking around. And
you'll come off so different than other guys. Because other guys will wait 2 days, they'll play a little game.
You know, guys just think that it's, like, funny to, like, not call a girl when they say they're going to. I don't know what.
Yeah. So you had that happen to you many times before I came along. And yeah. I was the first. Finally had a guy that was, like, direct and, like, didn't fuck around.
Yeah. Like you'll, or even, like, you'll go on a date and they'll say, oh, I'll call you the next day, or I'll call you tomorrow. And it's, like, a week later, and then they're calling you, like, a week later. Like, you have nothing else better to do but to wait for their call. Like, don't play games. Like, just be direct. Let them know that you're interested.
Okay. That's good. That's a good answer. So, you got her number, you've been texting back and forth a little bit, and you want to ask her on her first date, what would you suggest as what to do? Like, would you suggest for a location? Is there a specific time? Like, would it be better to ask her to do something on the weekend, or should you say, hey, do you want to get together after work? Like, what would you suggest there?
I think just going for, like, something simple, like a cup of coffee, meeting at, like, a coffee house, or, you know, something like that. Not, you can just do it after work. Yeah, you know, it doesn't have to be on the weekend. Whatever's convenient for the two of you to, like, get to know each other. Like, if that's after work, then, but some people work on the weekend, so it's not really convenient on the weekend. Maybe they have a Thursday off, not a Saturday off, you know? So, I think coffee is, like, a really good first date.
I think check the place, the coffee shop or whatever, and if they close at 8 and you meet her at 6, that's perfect, because then it's a 2-hour date. It's not, like, a long date. It's just 2 hours. You get the coffee, you sit down. It's, like, an hour of good, solid conversation, and then the place closes, and then you can walk her to her car, say goodnight. But, like, if it's, like, you meet her, like, at 10 a.m. in the morning, then you go,
all day.
Yeah, you have all day. Then it's like, you're almost like giving her like a signal that you're not interested, because it's like, you're just hanging out with her till like 12 noon and then that's it. So I think the evening date makes sense. Just find out what time the place closes. Say it's like a Starbucks or something. They close at 8 or close at 9. Then meet her like 2 hours prior. This way the place will close. And if you guys are still have a good conversation going, then it'd be like, then I think it'll turn out good, you know? You'll know it's a good match. And if you guys have nothing to talk about, then you know it's not. So it's kind of like a good way to kind of...
Plus, it's like a public place. So, like say the person doesn't... Like, you don't really know each other. Like, then the girl will feel safe, you know, like, creepy or anything, you know?
Okay.
Sorry, like I said, I'm just a little bit distracted, but I'm driving home from the university. Okay.
So the next, let's go to the next step then. The next step is let's say, you know, you have the date, the coffee, whatever. What do you do at the end of the date?
That's me?
Yeah. what should the guy do at the end of the date?
Should you go for a power move and try to sneak a kiss goodnight on the first date?
I mean, it depends on how it's going. Like, there's nothing wrong with that, but if the girl's giving a signal that she doesn't want to, like, then don't force it on her. But definitely make it known that you want to see the girl again. Like, make sure she knows that you want to see her again, that you're going to call her again.
I think with that, you let her, if she's unsure if she's ever going to see you again, there won't be that emotional bond with you that night. When she goes home, lays in bed, you want her to go home, lay in bed, and think of you. You don't want her to go home and just forget about you. So, and, you know, should the guy text her?
I think so.
That night, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Text her and be like, hey, I had a good time.
Yeah, I want to see you again. Like, let's make a plan for, you know, whenever you're free next. And
yeah,
let's get together and plan on a second date, something a little bit more than, you know, coffee.
Yeah.
But then for your second date, make sure you have something good planned, you know. Don't let it be coffee again.
So what's a good second date then?
Something, you know, either get together maybe in the park or, like, what's good?
Like a picnic? Get creative to bring, like, picnic stuff and, like, kind of plan it nice in a nice spot. Make it...
Like you said, like, ask the girl what, like, she likes, like, pay attention to what she likes, like, if it's strawberries or cheese or, you know.
And girls are good at that on a first date. They'll tell you what they like and they'll tell you what they don't like. So, I mean, if you just listen to them, they'll kind of signal what the second date should be. They'll kind of throw ideas your way. Like, oh, maybe, you know, they want to go to the zoo or maybe they want to go to the beach. They'll throw ideas your way. So, I mean, if you're smart, you'll pick that up.
The zoo, that's a good one, Steve, actually. That's a really good one.
Yeah, I mean, women are smart. I mean, that's a lot of background noise on your end, Trevor. Yeah, but women, you know, they're very clever, you know. They'll kind of send signals your way.
What about if she has a pet? Would maybe taking her pet to, like, a dog park, would that be a good second date?
It could be, yeah. I mean, if the person likes pets, you know.
I think that'd be more like a first date. I think the dog park thing, if you both take your dog, I think that'd be a first date. The second date, you want to do something more romantic without the dogs involved, I would say. You know? What do you think?
I mean, yeah, because, I mean, you're just going to be watching after your dogs the whole time. Like, how much really, like, good conversation can you have if you're watching the dogs play the whole time?
Yeah, and they're pooping.
Yeah, and you want to, like, pay attention to make sure the dogs are okay.
Yeah.
You're not going to have as much interaction with each other, you know?
So the million-dollar question everyone's thinking is, how many dates should you be on before you try to invite her back to your place?
What was that before you start?
Invite her back.
I don't know. Like three or four. I mean, you don't want to invite the girl back to your place. Like, I don't know. That's just me. Like, I think it would be creepy on, like, your second date to be like, come back to my place. Because, like, you don't know the person that well. I mean, if you're serious, like, if it's a serious thing, if it's just like a, you know, when I was dancing, obviously you're going to go back to the guy's place, you know? But if you're looking for a serious relationship, like, you don't want to go right away. You want to take time to get to know each other. I think like four. What's going on there, Trevor? What you doing?
Sorry, like I said, I had to walk to my car and then I had to drive to my condo and now I'm in my condo and I'm about to put on a suit and then I'm about to drive to where I have to give this presentation.
Oh, okay. So this is real life, guys. This is what people do in real life. So, okay. So let's kind of get, let's get more into relationships, situation, like, How does a guy keep a girl happy in a relationship?
Oh, you're asking me again?
Miss Steve, it's me. You're the star of this show. So Steve doesn't care what I think. He wants to know what you think. So all the questions are for you.
You just have to make sure that she knows that she's, you know, important to you, that you're, that, like, the girl's appreciated. You know, you guys have to do things for each other, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's a hard question.
It is.
Yeah.
It
is. So what has a guy done in the past that really, like, screwed up a relationship? The obvious one is probably cheating, right?
Oh, yeah. That's a no-no. Like, you don't want to do that. But, you know, just not making time for me or, you know, or the person that you're dating. Like, you have to make time for each other. Like thinking of things that they like and going out of your way to, like, plan those things with them. Like I like the beach, so we're always, like, making time to go to the beach, doing, like, little things at the beach on the weekend.
So I have a question for you, Miss Steve Smee. Is, let's say you're in a situation where you're dating a woman who's quite a bit older than you, and she's worried that you're going to lose interest in her in 10 years or something like that. How, or, like, that's just an example. Like, how can you tell a woman that you really care about them and you're really into them without just simply telling them that?
Doing things for them, you know? Like, what do you mean? Like, how do you show? Like, of course, like, you show them by doing things for them. Like, you don't have to tell them. Like I said, like, if someone likes to go to the beach, like, you plan a beach day with them. You plan something romantic.
No, but, like, okay, like what I'm saying is how, okay, so, like, let's say for myself, I'm 25. How do I show a girl that I really like her and I care about her and I could see a future with her and I don't just want to get in her pants? Like, how do you show that to a woman? How do you show them that they really mean a lot to you? Like, and that you're not just there for the time being. Couldn't you just tell them that?
Like, couldn't you just tell the girl that?
Like, yeah, girls just want to hear it. Like, they just want to hear it.
But sometimes guys will just say that, and they're lying, or they, you know, they're full of shit.
That's a hard question. I'm sorry. That's a hard question.
So just be honest with the girl, then.
A lot of these questions are also questions that don't necessarily have an answer, right? They're more discussion topics rather than a question. So don't feel like
you don't have the right answer or anything like that, because no one has the answer. You know, these are very, very hard topics. One question I have for you guys, and this is actually an email question I got from a listener, is we have a lot of married members on our forums. You know, guys who have been married 10 years, or people who have been in, you know, a relationship for a long time. How do you keep the fire going? How do you keep things exciting, you know, when you've been with someone so long? Do you guys have any suggestions on things you guys do to keep your relationship fresh?
Swinging. No, I'm kidding. Well, I mean, I really think, Trevor, it's like, chemistry is so fucking important. Like if two people just want to be in a relationship, that's not good enough. Like, you gotta have, like, chemistry. You gotta be, like, you know, at the same level, like, emotionally and physically, to make a relationship last. You can't just be like, okay, you want to get married, I want to get married. You want kids, I want kids. So let's get married and have kids, because it's not gonna work. You gotta have that amazing chemistry. So it's like that feeling of you just never want to be away from that person. You want to spend your every day with them.
Like, I feel like, yeah, if you have to want to miss that person, like, every second of the day, like if I'm at work, like, I'm always thinking about you. Like, I just wish I was with you instead of sitting at work, you know? If you're not feeling like that, then you have to keep that spark going.
Okay, so Miss Steve Smee, I got a question for you. What makes Steve different than some of the other guys you've dated? Like, why are you so into Steve versus some of the other guys that you broke up with because you lost interest?
Because he knows what he wants. He knows what he wants to do. He's motivated. He's passionate about a lot of things. The fitness stuff being one of them. And he's just different than all the other guys that I've dated. Like, he knows how to treat a woman. You know what I mean? So
I think it takes a lot of trial and error.
Build on that. Know how to treat a woman. Explain to me what that means.
Like, he plans things. Like, he takes control. He plans things for us to do. He even cooks for me. Like, I mean, come on. Like, when a guy cooks for you, that's awesome. Like,
so I need to know, is Steve as good of a cook as he claims to be?
He is. He's very good.
What's
some better of the, than me? I'm not gonna lie.
What are some of the favorite things Steve has cooked for you? And what are the types of things that you would recommend, you know, a boyfriend cooking for a girlfriend?
I think, like, he makes, like, this chicken with, like the vegetables with, like, teriyaki on it. And he, like, puts it on the, on the stove. I don't know how he makes it, but it's really good. Like,
yeah, just like in the pan, like, you know, something. Chicken, vegetable, maybe a little rice, you know, and kind of just cook it,
it's
you know.
Like a stir fry, like not fried at all.
Yeah, it's just like a healthy.
I think you use the coconut oil spray, so it's like zero calories.
Yeah, it's not like heavy, it's very light. So what's something that a guy can cook the first time he invites her over to cook for her? What's a good first thing? What's a good idea to cook for her?
Just like, I would just do like, yeah, like something simple, like chicken with like a like a vegetable.
But find out what she likes.
Yeah, like chicken, like fish, or even like a barbecue or something. I don't know.
I've noticed usually girls will tell you the first couple of days what they like. Like, they'll be like, wow. And then you'll say, wow, I make a great blah, blah, blah. And they'll be like, wow, that sounds good. And then that would be what you can cook for her, you know? So, like, listen, because she'll feed you information. So, you know, on that. So, I mean, like, following up on what Trevor was saying, like, the difference between me and other guys, I think a lot of the younger guys make the mistake of kind of just, you know, they have this idea that they just don't give a shit. Like, you know, they go on a date, and then they're like, you know, they tell the girl bye, so the girl leaves. She has no clue who's going to call her, nothing. He doesn't call her for, like, 3 days. He doesn't all this, he just basically just isn't serious, you know? So do you think that's one of the big things that women are attracted to, like a guy who's really serious? But what's the difference between that and being desperate, like a guy who comes off as desperate? How do you separate the two?
Great question, Steve, that you're reading my mind.
Desperate isn't, well, but like what
like for the girl, but I mean, you know, like a guy, like the girl feels like, wow, this guy's desperate. He must not get a lot of women. He's like, you know, I think it's confidence, right? A guy who, you can tell a guy who's confident versus a guy who isn't.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a confident thing. Yeah. So how do guys get more confident? Like, you see guys all the time. Some of them are not confident, some of them are. You think the guys who look like are muscular and are fit are going to be more confident than the guys who aren't?
I feel like that's probably a trend, but that's not necessarily true. Like, maybe they don't perceive themselves as desirable to a woman. Only they're only looking at, maybe they're not happy with themselves. They think they're only, so you can't assume that, you know, can't assume that, but like as a perspective, like perception, like
be secure.
Yeah. Like
you gotta build
like
security.
You have to build security. You gotta look confident, you know, and act confident in yourself, but at the same time, don't act cocky.
Yeah,
there's
a difference.
There's a difference.
A guy who's cocky. A guy who's cocky is actually insecure.
Yeah.
A guy who's like a cocky guy gets a big fancy car, gets one of those big trucks. He's like a meathead, you know. But a guy who's just confident doesn't have to like have like humongous muscles and veins popping out. And speaking of that, is that something that you think women are attracted to? What's the body that the women are more attracted to?
Most women like a guy with like muscles and stuff, but like I can't speak for all women. I mean, some women might like that meathead looking look. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't. But
So what do you like?
I like someone who's like maybe toned, muscular, mm-hmm. but lean.
Right.
But,
so you like
not,
that.
But not an ass, but like nothing like not like big, huge, like
a monster.
Monster look, you know.
Yeah.
If you do have a nice physique, should you try to show it off? Like, should you suggest going to the beach or doing like a yoga class, or is humility more attractive? And you know, not being all nonchalant about it. And when she finally does see you without a shirt off, she's kind of blown away. What would you suggest there?
Well, like I said, like if you're going on a date, like I think that you should show off the muscles that you have. Did you see my muscles on our first date? I did. Like, where? But your arms. Like, you weren't wearing, like, a super, like, tight shirt or anything.
Right.
It was just around your arms.
You noticed my bicep.
So, yeah. So, it's, like, show a little bit and just, leave some to the imagination.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So, you noticed my biceps and you're like, damn, I want to see that.
Yeah. I want to see
it. I didn't let you see it.
No.
Like, I didn't let her see it for like our fourth date. I made her wait. So, yeah. I actually went to the gym before our first date and got a nice pump going. So, that's an idea. So, if you've got great biceps, just wear like, you know, a short sleeve shirt, you know, where kind of you can see the bottom of the bicep, you know, where it kind of pops. And then she'll notice that. Women are very observant. They'll notice stuff like that. And then how about proper fitting clothes? You said not too tight. What about being loose? That has to be perfect.
Like, yeah. Like, you don't want to wear, like, baggy stuff, you know.
Yeah.
You don't want to look like a slob or anything.
Yeah.
You want to look, you know. You want to look,
I think it's important.
Clean,
yeah.
You know, nice and clean. And,
yeah.
You know.
I'd get, like, a gay friend to help you pick out outfits. Like, someone who really is good with fashion. Because that's something that women really like, a guy who can dress.
I agree.
I got another question. What are your thoughts on cologne? Is that good, or would that be maybe too strong? I know a lot of people are sensitive to perfumes and scents.
Some people are allergic, but like I like cologne. But then again, you could choose, like, if you don't wear a good cologne, like, it's gonna smell pretty bad, and you don't want to be like overpowering. So if you're really into cologne, you've got a nice cologne, just a little bit goes a long way. You don't have to like bathe in it before you leave. But keep in mind that like the girl that you're going on a date with might have allergies or something. So
if you do use cologne, then just use a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. The same goes for girls. Some girls like to like bathe in their perfume and like it. Like, you just put a little bit, you know?
And then what do you think about accessories? Should you wear like a watch, a necklace, things like that?
Yeah, everyone wears a watch. If you like watches, wear your watch. You got an Apple Watch?
I do, actually. I don't ever really use it, though.
Nice. I had an Apple Watch. I returned it.
They wouldn't. I tried to return it. They wouldn't let me.
Oh, you only have 14 days.
No, I bought it at
on phase 13.
If you buy Apple products that aren't not from the Apple store, like I bought it at Sport Check, you can't return them once they're opened.
It was in the fine print. I bought at Verizon and I had 14 days to return it and I did. But yeah, wear your Apple Watch. Apple Watches are cool looking. But I'm not really into like necklaces and chains and stuff, but you know, if you like them, you know. I mean, what kind of necklaces and chains are you talking about?
Oh, I don't wear any. I was just asking, just like questions.
Well, speaking of that, like people who wear crosses and stuff, like a guy who wears a cross or something, is that something that you're like kind of like, whoa, he's wearing a cross? Is that kind of like, does it not matter or what? What's a guy's religion, basically? If a guy's really religious, is that something that scares you or is that something okay?
It doesn't scare me. I think you got to be open about, you know, religion, especially in this, you know, you know, a lot of people are, you know, date and there are different religions all the time. So,
if you are very religious, how long should you wait until inviting her to church?
I don't know. Just let her know, let her know, like, on your first date, like, that you're very, like, into going, like, you're very religious, you go to church all the time, you know, but, I mean, that shouldn't be the tell-all of everything, but, and go ahead and invite her to church, you know, if you're gone on a few dates, you know, if you're starting to get serious, by all means, go ahead and invite her, but, I mean, if she doesn't want to go, I don't think that you should dump her or anything, but give it a shot, you know.
And then what about like ideologies? Ideology is something that's like a deal breaker. I've read that. A lot of women are it's like very polarizing right now, like the politics and our ideologies and stuff. Is that a deal breaker for you? If someone's on the opposite end of your ideology, would that be a deal breaker?
Yeah, it's not a deal breaker for me as long as it doesn't. Like, I feel like everyone has the right to their own views and opinions, as long as your views and opinions don't affect me and my views and my opinions, then everyone's entitled to their own opinion, you know. So I don't really care. It doesn't bother me, but not every woman's the same, not every man's the same thing.
If a guy was either really, really like religious, like you have to go to church to meet, or a guy was really into politics where you have to, you know, support who I support, you have to have my ideology, you have to have my beliefs, would that be a deal breaker to you?
Yeah, like, I have my own beliefs. If I don't agree with yours, like, I'm fine with that, but I'm not going to bend what I believe to be with someone else, to be with you, or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, for most people, that would probably, like, be a deal breaker if the person that you're dating says, oh, you have to be the same as me, like, then most people aren't going to change their beliefs.
Yeah. So guys, I mean, listening, don't be radical. Like, that was my mistake in my 20s. Like, don't be so radical just because you know, like Trump, don't like Trump, just because you're this religion and she's that religion. Don't be so goddamn picky, because like in the end, like, do you want to be with someone who agrees with you religiously, but you know, have no chemistry? You want to be with that person the rest of your life and be miserable? Or do you want someone who goes to a certain church, you go to a certain church, you vote for someone, she votes for someone, and it's like, you have great chemistry. It's like, you gotta have common sense with stuff. You know?
I mean, and it can work. Like, my parents are two different religions, so, and they work just fine. They never got in the way of anything, so.
Wear a Trump for President t-shirt and a massive wooden cross around your neck for your first date. That's how you secure it.
Yeah.
Wear a Della. Be like, yeah. It's a good idea to just not be so polarizing on your first date. Another thing, like with diet, let's bring that up. because Trevor and I are very obsessed with diet. But, like, on our first date, like, I didn't really, like, make it known that how crazy, you know, I was with diet.
Right.
And that's that can be, like, a deal breaker with people because they're going to look at you like, oh, my God, this guy's a weirdo. So how does that work? With these guys, you know, a lot of our listeners are, they eat very healthy, and they eat healthier than 99% of the country, obviously. And you know, so how does it square that with, you know,
I think you have to bring that into, like, the conversation gradually. Because, like, if you had told me, like, straight off the bat, like, your diet, like, I probably would have been, like, it would have scared me. Like, straight out would have scared me. As we went on more dates, you kind of started telling me more and more. And even that, I was kind of like, oh, crap. Like, I don't, I'm not going to, I don't eat like that. But as you're dating, you were telling me more and more about it, and so you were explaining it to me.
Yeah.
And then, like, I felt, like, more comfortable with that, and it, everything you say, like, makes perfect sense, like, and it's healthy, it's good, but, like, if you tell someone straight off the bat, like, mm-hmm. on your first date, I eat this, and I don't eat for 5 days, you know, that'll scare someone.
Like, if I told
especially you, if you're a person that eats. You know?
If I told you on our first day, I'm doing a 19-day
fast, I would have been like, yeah.
Yeah, it's not a good idea to bring that up. But is that interesting, though?
It's interesting to talk about, but you have to be like, you can't just, it's got to be like a gradual thing that you're like explaining to the person, you know, and why you're doing it and what health benefits it has and, you know.
So I got a question for you, Miss Steve Smee. How was that for you doing when Steve was doing a 19-day fast? Like, was it kind of annoying for you that, you know, you'd maybe want to go out for dinner and then obviously Steve couldn't eat at all? Did it not really bother you? What was going through your head when Steve did that 19-day fast?
Oh, the 19-day fast. I couldn't hear like what you were saying. It was good. Like, I'm fine. Like, it didn't bother me that much because we still, like, went out. And, like, we just couldn't go out to, like, dinner. You know what I mean? Like, we still went out and did stuff. I would just grab something to eat quick. It didn't seem to affect him or bother him to see me eat something, you know. But we still did, like, plenty of, like, you know, things like we went to the beach, we I think we went to the Japanese gardens one day, we went shopping, like the whole time that he was on his fast. So it's not like we didn't do anything, we just didn't go out and sit down for dinner. But I mean, other than that, it was fine. Like, it didn't bother me. It didn't seem to bother him. So,
but you said I kind of like my attitude changed during the fast. Tell us about that.
It was just like, what's the word that you use? More of like a selfish, like, attitude.
So I became selfish?
A little bit, yeah.
I like it. In what way?
Like quick to like hang up the phone or... It's like kind of hard to explain. I wish I could explain it like better. What are you doing?
No.
What are you doing?
No, I'm plugging the phone in. Yeah.
Oh.
We're on an iPhone, guys. We're filming this on an iPhone. But like, did you notice? You said you noticed like my ass. I kind of got more like cocky during my.
Yeah, it was like cocky or. Like, you didn't want to, like, if we were on the phone, like, you didn't want to talk as much, or, like, you were a little bit more, I don't know, like, things were, like, bothering you more, like, so something went bad at work, like, it was bothering you more, maybe a little bit more irritable,
I think during...
It kind of made me feel like sometimes, like, you weren't explaining that it was... about you and your fast,
it wasn't about me. Like, it was nothing I did.
Well, part of fasting, it's a little bit of a spiritual experience. You know, when you're fasting, it's more of a selfish experience. You're basically rebooting your systems. It's something I'm kind of tapping into my own emotions and our own feelings. So I think, you know, I think it's a good, you know, opportunity to kind of like talk to the person and like tell them, hey, you know, I'm going through this. But she's like, she hates when I fast, but I've told her I'm doing long-term fasting like twice a year. But it's like, you know, you got to take the good with the bad, you know?
Like, when you started your fast, everything was like good, great, and then as you progress, like those that selfishness like came out. But like we still did stuff, like
yeah,
we were still doing like activities and stuff.
Yeah.
But just the attitude kind of changed for a little bit.
Yeah, I think too, you get a little self-absorbed during a fast
because like, you were like looking at yourself, like look at me.
Well, I mean, I think more like, I'm talking like emotionally, but yeah, it's nice to see yourself in the mirror, like getting shredded. But yeah, you get emotionally like self-absorbed too, because you're like, you kind of feel like, you know, other people are eating and you're not, and you're better than everyone else because they're eating and you're not. You see what I'm saying? So it's kind of weird like that.
So when you notice the difference in personality in Steve during his fast, did you tell him that, or did you wait until after his fast to tell him that?
I waited until after, or the end, at least, right? Yeah. I think it's the end, or, like, right after. Yeah. Like, I wasn't trying to, like, interfere with his fast. Like, I wanted him to have a good fast. I didn't want to, like, fuck it up.
Yeah, I think
I
think like the next day after I finished the fast, she got pissed at me and I was like, What's wrong? But like, you know, I was kind of being like very like, you know, I think I was kind of like I said, I was being more selfish than I usually am during the fast, you know, so that's part of it, you know. Sometimes you're going to go through that whether you're fasting or not, you know.
I'm about 5 minutes away from the location where I need to give this seminar at. I had one final question for you, Miss Steve Smee. I know friends are very important, especially for females. You know, a female really values their friend's opinion on the type of guy they're dating. When would be the right time to introduce this new boyfriend or girlfriend to your circle of friends? And how would be the best way to do it?
I would be dating for, you know, if you're dating for a few weeks, if you're dating and you think that you're, you know, really serious about the person, like, I'm sure, like, the girl has mentioned you, or you have mentioned the girl to your friends, like, just, you know, I mean, like, just go hang out at, like, a restaurant or something, just meet up at a restaurant or wherever her friends hang out and, or your friends hang out and just introduce them. But I mean, don't introduce them like right away.
Mm. So speaking of that though, should you tell the girl, hey, I want to be exclusive with you, or should you just like let it roll? Because we had a situation ourselves where we had a disagreement about that and it kind of almost ended up going bad. So can you tell us about that? What do you believe in?
Well, I mean, to meet like someone's friends, like I don't think you necessarily have to be exclusive, like, but you have to state that, you know, girls want to know one way or another if you're going to be exclusive or if you're not going to be exclusive. So like, if that's the only girl that you want to date, like, you need to let her know.
When? What's too early? Like, is it too early for, like, the second, third, fourth day? Is that too early, or?
Like if you've gone on, like, five dates, like, let her know. Like, let her know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Let her know that you're either dating other people or you don't want to date other people. Girls just want honesty, so, and they need to know. They need to know one way or the other. So they're not necessarily going to say, I don't want to see you again, if you say that you want to continue dating other people and that girl.
because maybe she wants the same thing. But they also, on the other hand, they want to know one way or the other which way it's going to go, which way it's going to be.
So it's basically a conversation you need to have regardless.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we didn't have that conversation. She got pissed at me because she, you know, I kind of just was like, just wanted to see her, but I didn't actually tell her that. I kind of just like use actions instead of words, but women need to hear things. So you really need to, you know, sit down with her and just be like straight up, be like, look, I just want to see you. You're the only person I'm seeing. You're the only person I want to see.
And don't like beat around the bush about it, like asking like other questions that, you know, because I think like one time you asked me, would you be okay? Like, would you be upset if I was seeing someone else? And like that's, don't ask it like that. You know what I mean? Because yeah, the girl's going to be like, what is a girl going to say? Yes, I am. Like, they're going to feel like weird, you know, to say that. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, they're going to be upset because what if that's not the answer the guy wants? You know what I mean? Like, girls feel that way too, you know? So just be safe. Say what you want to say. You know, don't beat around the bush. You know?
Okay, guys, I'm at my seminar location. I'm going to put my myself on mute, but I'm going to keep the recording going. So, Steve, you can finish up asking the remaining listener questions we have for Miss Steve Smith.
Okay, so just ask them and then just hang up?
Yeah, and then I'll basically edit it so that once you guys hang up, I'll delete everything that's just white noise.
Okay, so let's kind of like talk about, let's do a couple more, you know, let's ask you some hard questions here. Like, let me ask this. For women, does size matter?
Yeah.
So if you're dating a guy and after like a month, you finally get, you know, or whatever, 2 weeks, month, whatever, things get physical and you see he has a small one and he's the greatest guy ever, like greatest guy you ever dated, you would honestly just like dump him if he was small.
No, I mean, you gotta give it a shot, you know, but in my experience, like, I've learned that size does matter, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I hate to say that because, like you said, a guy can be, like, the greatest guy in the whole world, but mm-hmm. you have to have chemistry, you have to have intimacy, and, you know.
So if a guy...
It will eventually matter.
So what can a guy do if he's small, though? Like, if he can't satisfy you at all? You don't think so?
You can learn other techniques, you know.
Okay, so you still give them a chance.
Yeah, you gotta give it a chance.
Yeah.
But it's
probably not
gonna... You can't, like, just say no right away. But
yeah.
You gotta give it a chance. But in the end, size does... It can matter. It does matter.
Right. And then, you know, let's talk about a guy, what he drives. Does his car matter? Or do you not give a shit? Like, if he's driving, like...
I don't really, like, me personally, I don't care about that kind of stuff. I mean, as long as it's a car that, like, runs, it's not, like, a jalopy, I could care less what a guy, like, drives,
mm-hmm.
as long as it gets from point A to point B. But some girls are superficial like that. Like, they have to be with a guy that drives, like, a Beamer, a Mercedes, or something. You know?
Yeah, I don't think most girls are like that. I think most women just want a car, a decent car. But if he's driving like an El Camino, like a crappy El Camino or something like that.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to say that
doesn't matter. So it does matter. So just like a four door Honda is something okay, or a Toyota or something. Just a normal car would be okay. And then like, what about money? If a guy's dead broke,
that's just a sign, like, that they're not motivated in life. So, I mean,
so that's a problem.
I mean, that could be that could turn into a problem, because then girls might think that they're just looking for someone with money to like date, you know.
Well, it's like my view on it is, look, if you don't have any money, you know, go get an education, learn a skill, get a good career, and then later on, you know, save money and become successful, like, and then you can worry about dating.
There's a difference, you know? There's a difference in between not having money and being like a loser, you know what I mean? Like, some people work their butt off.
Yeah.
And pay for their car, pay their bills, pay their rent, and have no money. Like, they spend all their money on their expenses. That's not something, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, you can make $100,000 a year and have no money,
There's a difference between having, but there's two different situations there.
Okay. What about education? If a guy, like, dropped out of high school versus a guy who has like a master or doctorate degree, is that
working? I think you have to graduate high school.
But I mean, a guy who has a doctorate degree, like if you're dating three guys, one has a doctorate degree, one has a bachelor's degree, and one has just a high school degree, and they're all equal, wouldn't you say the guy with a doctorate degree is like, wow, that guy has an advantage?
It's an advantage, but it doesn't necessarily mean he's a smarter person.
No. You know? So you go for a smarter person, not based
not
on
just
that.
Like not just like book smart, like street smart, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, a lot of people don't even go to college, you know, and they're smart and they have a really great job. So
If you start a business right out of high school and
you start your own business, no one says you have to go to college to start your own business.
No. Yeah. But women do like, you know, here, like a woman who's educated will like a guy who's educated.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of times.
A lot of times.
Right. So, like, body wise, if a guy's overweight, he has like a belly, like, you know, he's kind of like, what, like, let's say he's 38 inch waist or something, or 40 inch waist, kind of a bigger guy, you know, big belly. Is that a problem?
Not if the girl has a big belly.
Well, I mean, I'm saying, like, do you think most women prefer a guy who's, like, in good shape? Is that important? So, I mean, if the guys that are listening that want to get motivated, like, and they want to be more successful in the dating world, would you say, go date? I mean, get in better shape? Does that matter?
I mean, at the end of the day, even all girls are going to want a guy that's like muscular tone, who's in good shape health wise obviously, like, and I think it goes the same for like guys want a girl that is healthy and in good shape, you know. Or would you say the same?
Exactly, that's the thing about guys are like, oh, girl's like a guy with a good, you know, she's superficial. But then guys, on the other hand, they'll, you know, they won't date a fat girl. But it's just like, don't be a hypocrite, you know? And it's like guys who are like, they look like shit, they want to date supermodels, like model-looking girls.
If you
girls.
Look like shit, you're not going to get a supermodel unless you're on TV.
Yeah, so it's like, get in better shape. Like, all this stuff, like getting a better education, getting a better job, getting in shape, all the stuff will make you more successful in the dating street. So to finish this off, we only got a minute left. What are ways that the guys listening can improve themselves, like, right away to make themselves more successful in dating? What are some of the things, give us some things, like, besides getting fit, besides, you know, getting more money, maybe having a nicer car, whatever, what are some other things that they can do?
Just
in terms of attitude, anything?
Just get in touch with yourself and just be confident and just learn how to, you know, listen to women, listen to what they say. Don't be confident in yourself. You can't expect a girl to like you if you're not confident in yourself. So,
all right. Well, sounds good, guys. I hope you guys learned a lot from this podcast. You know, we have more podcasts coming up, and we always, ask your relationship questions and dating questions. So hopefully this helps you be more successful in the dating world, all right? So talk to you guys next time. Have a good one.
Thank you.